It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On the list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m. Returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9. Grabbing custom party hats for Jane's half-birthday at lunch. Scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda. At first to show up with cash, p.m. And picking up cousin Rick at Dulles at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included. Which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com.
Industry leading, difference making, tomorrow shaping, world changing. These are a few of the adjectives people use to describe the technologies and companies Deloitte works with day in and day out. Join us, and soon those very same adjectives could describe your career too. Explore technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and make an impact on business, technology, and society while engineering your future. At Deloitte.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/go. netsuite.com/go.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome. It's now time for the feature town of the evening. From the four corners of the world to the four corners of this ring, the fight starts now!
This is something that comes along every now and then in generation, and it's special. And there's no hype. I'm telling you, it's special.
No respect to this guy. Go.
Now he's got the fire on his
side. You better believe it now. That was something special.
Canelo gets the win.
20 rounds, 12 team victories.
It is a
professional record, a perfect one.
Remember, got to the body.
Great finish from a great finisher.
It was Lamb versus Lion.
And still, the undisputed champion of the world.
And we are coming to you live from Midtown Manhattan. This is Matchroom Boxing presents the official press conference for Teofimo Lopez versus George Kambosos. And we're going to welcome you in here to the Hulu Theater. I am your host, Karan Bhatia, joined by heavyweight contender Dempsey McKean. Dempsey, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, and I'm excited to be here.
Teofimo Lopez is from Brooklyn, New York. He had a short subway ride here. George Kambosos, not so much. It's about 9,000 miles away, a little more than that. You've made that plane ride before. What is that like?
I have made that plane ride before, and it's probably about close to 24 hours, too. So it is a bit miserable, but hey, it's got to be done.
But the important thing is both fighters are here. We're going to hear from them. And there's a lot of storylines in this fight. We know that tensions boiled over yesterday at the media workout. Family members getting into a scuffle. So let me ask you this, Dempsey. There's obviously a lot of bad blood. Is that a good thing? Does that motivate fighters, or can that be a little bit of a distraction?
I think it can be a bit of both, you know, but I think in George Kambosos, it's going to work in his favor, too. You know, he loves this. He loves getting under the skin of his opponents, you know, getting that rivalry, causing that bad blood. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to work in his favor.
And we do have a full card here. We're going to be hearing from many fighters. One of those is the co-main event. That is Azinga Fuseli versus Kenichi Ogawa. This is a fight about opportunities, right? It doesn't matter what happened in the past. They have their title opportunity now. And when you have that, you have to seize it.
Definitely, you got to rise to the occasion. You know, both fighters have gone through some dramas in the past there, you know. So, but the time is now, and this is all that matters. So I think both guys need to seize that opportunity and showcase their skills and come away with the win.
Absolutely. And we're going to get things started here at the press conference. We're going to throw it up to Joel Fisher, the EVP of Madison Square Garden, Joe Markowski, EVP of The Zone, and of course, Eddie Hearn, chairman of Matchroom.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us here at the fantastic Madison Square Garden, the mecca of boxing. And when I left Heathrow this morning, they told me my flight was cancelled. I have to be honest, it didn't matter what time we were going to start the press conference. I was not going to miss it because there's something very, very special about Fight Week at Madison Square Garden. It's been probably 2 years since I've been in New York. This place still gives me shivers from the Anthony Joshua Andy Ruiz fight. I know that will go down long in the history, and Devin Haney here last time, but this time, a very, very special fight night. Teofimo Lopez, of course, dethroning Vasily Lomachenko recently, takes on George Kambosos live on DAZN all around the world. We've got a number of press conferences for you here today to talk to the undercard and, of course, talk to the main event and probably the parents as well, ahead of what is an incredible run coming up on DAZN. Firstly, I want to talk to Joel Fisher from Madison Square Garden. Joel, good to be back, my friend. You haven't aged, which is a good thing. It's been a couple of years. Boxing now back in full flow at the Garden.
We are thrilled that boxing is back and that fans are back and that you're back and Joe's back. It's been a while, and it's going to be an incredible night, Saturday night, for the World Lightweight Championship. I mean, just it'll be a sold-out crowd. We are thrilled that everybody's here. We thank everybody that came today. We can't wait. So we're thrilled that you are back. We're glad that you made your fight. We love working with you, with Sean, with Frank, Joe, and all your guys. You couldn't be better. So we're just really happy that we've got fans back in the building and a sold-out fight in the Hulu Theater.
Talk about business coming through the pandemic, because I think it's important to note about the struggle of that period for you guys, you know, a venue, the mecca of boxing that just lives and breathes off a live crowd.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough for a while for a lot of different businesses. Obviously, we were shut down because of the pandemic, but we fought through it. We prepared for when we would open up. We have incredible management and ownership. They really supported all of our workers. So we made it through. And now to see the fans back, we've got great teams in the Rangers and Knicks. So that's exciting. We've got great events like this one coming up on Saturday night. So it is really great that we've all fought through this pandemic. and we're able to have people here again. Nothing better.
And also refreshing to see the interest back from fans. Zepeda recently, a good fight night here. Of course, Teofimo at the weekend. Vasily Lomachenko coming up in a couple of weeks. We're already talking about Michael Conlon against Lee Wood on Paddy's Day. Katie Taylor against Amanda Serrano.
Right.
Being very aggressive in the boxing space.
No question about it. And we want to continue to be aggressive in the boxing space. We love it. I truly appreciate the words you started with, being back in Madison Square Garden, the mecca of boxing. We continue to be that, and we continue to strive to be that. So, you know, we couldn't be any happier. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Sal Federico, who you guys know real well, who works closely with me. Sal is an incredible help. A lot of you guys out here know Sal. So he's just been a great member and partner with me in making all this boxing happen. So thank you, Sal, wherever you are.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sal, down there. And thank you, Joel. Great to be back here at Madison Square Garden. Joe Markowski, our friend from DAZN EVP, welcome. And what a run coming up. I mean, we'll talk a little bit about the schedule coming up. But firstly, this fight this Saturday, quite unique in a sense that neither fighter with DAZN, neither fighter with Matchroom. Obviously, we had a purse bid scenario, which played out for a number of months, but really excited to bring this fight to DAZN this Saturday, and a huge amount of buzz as we start a tremendous run to close the year.
Absolutely. It's a tremendous run on both sides of the Atlantic. Obviously, an ocean you've crossed, albeit with a delay today. Look, this fight, I think, reflects what we want our strategy to be. We want to put on the fights that fans want to see week in, week out. We're doing that for the rest of this year. We stayed with this one. Obviously, it played out over a number of months. I think the first offer we made was in February at the Canelo Yidrim fight, and it's obviously happening in late November. So, look, we are excited about what's coming up. To Joel's point, the world of sport has come through a really, really challenging 18 months, and to be on the front foot as we end the year and as we plan out 2022, as you and I are starting to do now, I'm just really proud of where we've got to through that period, and to be on the growth spurt again in boxing and more broadly as a group gives me tremendous pride. So a big few weeks coming up and a big 2022 coming up too.
Yeah, it's a tremendous close to the year, isn't it? I mean, I know it's my job to promote and to push the schedule, but really, as I said in an interview just there, unrivaled value for money across Jaime Munguia against Rosado, tremendous fight, big card with Demetrius Andrade last week, Teofimo against George Kambosos this week, Devin Haney against Jojo Diaz next week, Conor Benn against Algerian Katie Taylor, Chisora Parker, we've got big shows in Bilbao and Uzbekistan to be announced this week. From a global standpoint as well, this is how the schedule should look moving forward, and it's something that we're all working hard for.
Exactly, and we're not even stopping for Thanksgiving. So we are really, really keen to pad out that schedule. I was looking at the numbers this year. I think we've done 45 shows globally this year as a global business. And I think the value that our global businesses and our domestic US business here is starting to offer fight fans is something we're noticing, but more importantly, reflected in the engagement and the sort of growth of our subscription base. We've got a really successful business now in the US. We've got a growing business over in the UK, which you know about more than anyone. To be as active as we are, and to be back at, as you said, at MSG, a place we've had some great nights and some tough nights from a boxing perspective, it is great. And we're looking to close out the year in an aggressive way.
And just finally as well, I know that, you know, we've had a good start and huge support from UK fight fans as well. But the US, which has always been a topic of, you know, DAZN's involvement and Matchroom's involvement, and of course Golden Boy shows as well, I feel personally, and from the response we had just talking to fans at the Plant Canelo fight as well, they're in love with this platform. They're in love with the value for money, the content, the live fight nights. It's something very unique.
I think they are, and the numbers, which, not to bore everyone, are starting to reflect that. We are covering the whole sport. We are not ignoring fights that are off our platform. We're seeking fights to bring them to our platform like we have done with this fight week. But more importantly, we're covering the whole thing. And I think that is appreciated by fight fans. Too often, I think broadcasters and promoters try and ignore what's going on elsewhere in the sport. Credit to you. Not that you need too much smoke blown your way. But you do it as a promoter. We do it as a broadcaster. It's integral to what we are trying to do as a business. We want to cover the whole piece. But this weekend, it's about DAZN. It's Thanksgiving Saturday. And we're very excited to be carrying this fight live and exclusive on DAZN all around the world.
Thank you, Joe. Absolutely. And the key to a successful business and sport is great partners. We have two tremendous partners here in DAZN and Madison Square Garden. We're going to break now. No head-to-head. for these guys, but we're going to hear from the undercard in just a few minutes.
Hey, Eddie, can I say one thing?
Sure.
I'd just like to wish everybody here a great and happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a time for your families, so we appreciate you all being here. And extra special is the fact that three people, as part of this promotion, Teofimo, George, and Sean Palmer, just had new additions to their family. So I think we should congratulate all three of those guys. It's just a great time, Thanksgiving, for that.
Thank you, Joe. And to Sean Palmer, of course, our legal counsel and head of operations globally. He's just had a baby and no days off. Yeah. No days off for him.
So right.
Just a comment there. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Days off indeed. And Eddie Hearn said it there, shivers. That's what he feels when he talks about Madison Square Garden. And it certainly is the mecca of boxing, a tremendous venue. Some of the greatest fights of all time have happened here. So you're a fighter on the way up. What would it mean for you to fight here in Madison Square Garden? And what do you think it means to some of the fighters on this card?
For me personally, it would mean everything, you know. To fight in Madison Square Gardens, New York City, it would mean everything, you know. And I can probably vouch for a majority, and if not all of the fighters here as well, that it's probably going to mean everything to them as well. So it's a big opportunity for them, and I think they're all going to come out here and showcase their skills in a major way.
And one of those fighters is in the main event. It's George Kambosos. He's coming all the way from Australia. We saw you fighting last week, getting a knockout win. So it seems like Australia and boxing is kind of having a moment right now. Who are you excited about in Australia?
Obviously, George Kambosos is leading the way as well, you know, so he's fighting for the world titles coming up. Myself as well, Brock Jarvis is signed by Matchroom Boxing too. Sky Nicholson, she's also just signed with Matchroom. Liam Parra, stable mate of mine, red number two in the super lightweight division. Big fight coming up in Vegas in the next couple of weeks. So many good up-and-coming Australian boxers coming through the ranks at the moment, so I'm very excited for myself and my fellow countrymen.
And let me ask you this. It is a long journey, right? You said it takes about 24 hours to fly here. So when you do have to come to America as a challenger from Australia, does that travel play a factor? Is there jet lag? Do you need to get here early to get accustomed to the schedule here? What is that like for a fighter?
Definitely. I think if you don't take into consideration the jet lag, then you're going to run into some issues. You know, I come over here about a week and a half prior to my fight to acclimatize, get used to everything, the time zone, the whole lot. I flew over from London, you know, even though it's only about 9 hours difference, still a lot of factors to take into consideration. So, you know, I acclimatized quite well, you know, I gave myself plenty of time to settle in, and I performed well on fight night, so that's the main thing.
And George Kambosos did get here early in the week. He's participating in all of the events. We're going to hear from him in a little bit. And in terms of coming here from Australia, there was many times where this main event, we wanted it to happen, and it was pushed back. Originally supposed to be in June, then October, now November. How do you think that's going to have an effect on both men? The fact that they've been training for a fight that didn't happen, and then they have to continue training. Is there anything to say overtraining could happen?
Yeah, definitely. I think you can overtrain as long as you peak. You know, that's what they got the coaches and the specific coaches there for, you know, to obviously taper off a little bit, then peak correctly on fight night. But I know George personally, he's a hell of a competitor, hell of a fighter, and he's been training hard. And I'm pretty sure he just trains hard all year round as well. I don't think he tapers off at all. So he's coming in hungry. He's ready for this fight. So I'm really looking forward to it.
And we're going to hear from Teofimo Lopez and George Kambosos soon. But before that, we're going to talk to some of our fighters on the undercard. Let's throw it back up to Eddie Hearn.
Thanks, guys. Welcome back. Three press conferences to go. Of course, thank you to Joel Fisher and Joe Markowski as well. We're talking to a number of the members of the undercard on Saturday night for the huge card. Teofimo Lopez against George Kambosos here at Madison Square Garden, live on DAZN all around the world. And where to start? We'll start with the heavyweights. Zile Zhang, welcome back, Zile. Great to see you. You gave us a huge shock last time. It was a tremendous fight on the Canelo Alvarez undercard, but a scary moment, and back to make a statement as you get ready for a huge 2022.
上次打得很精彩, 大家都很激烈, 希望你在2022年好好准备。
给大家一个精彩的表现，能不能说两句？上一次比赛结束之后，然后我们整个团队然后做了认真的总结，希望2022年，我们能够打一场世界的硬仗。这一场比赛，我们之前也做了充分的准备，从6月份然后一直到现在。 一直在训练，非常努力的训练。我们的团队是个优秀的团队，现在再次感谢我的团队，也感谢我的赞助商。这次比赛在麦迪逊花园广场，也算是我的主场，因为我的朋友很多朋友，都在纽约，他们向我购买了$50,000的门票，到时间会有一个我的很有一个很大的加油团队。
Lesson learned from last fight was exciting, but we learned our lesson. I'm really looking to fighting top names, tough guys in 2022, but I focus on this fight. And I sold a lot of tickets, I would say 50K, to fighting Madison Square Garden. Family, friends, Chinatown, Tri-State, they're coming here to support me. And everybody will see a huge Chinese wave in Madison Square Garden Saturday night.
Well, we look forward to that. And obviously a test for you on Saturday night. But I know where you are ranked now across the governing bodies in the world, looking for a big name in the early part of 2022 if you get past Saturday night.
周六是一个挑战，如果周六能够顺利，那你现在的排名应该是能够很好的挑战世界的头衔的。
那就让艾迪赫恩来给我安排这一场比赛之后，让艾迪赫恩给我安排下一场比赛，希望是一场世界大战。
Let's see, Eddie. It's in your hand. And hopefully some big names come up.
Let's do it. Let's do it in China as well. We switch to the other end, Ramler Ali. Welcome, Ramler. Experience at the Olympics. I know didn't quite go your way there, but still to go and compete in Tokyo, incredible. And just part of this new female sensation of people looking to compete across the Olympics and the pro ranks. You're back in the pro ranks now. You had the pleasure of fighting in Las Vegas. Now you're fighting at Madison Square Garden. It's going pretty well. It's a great place to be.
It's going very well. In under five fights, I got to compete in two of the meccas of boxing, Vegas, and now Madison Square Garden, which is like a dream come true. It's honestly like a pinch me moment. So I'm like really glad to be here, and I'm excited to be competing on Saturday. I took quite a bit of time out after the Olympics to just focus on myself mentally, you know, and physically as well. But, you know, after that, I put everything into training. I gave, you know, that extra bit more in every session, and it will definitely come to fruition. I actually love that word, fruition, on Saturday.
You are getting incredible experience fighting all around the world as well, and 2022 set to be a big year for you as well, probably moving up the rounds as well.
Definitely.
And starting to move into title contention. There's only so many fights you can have in the female code, really, before you have no choice but to step into those championship nights.
100%. I'm really excited to be doing more rounds, you know, banking more rounds and getting that valuable experience in doing the longer rounds. You know, unfortunately, it wasn't the case this time, you know, because of circumstances outside of my control. But I'm, you know, so excited to be competing on Saturday, take a bit of time off, and then looking to just smash 2022, and, you know, fight for titles. Doesn't matter what kind of titles, fight, you know, good girls, and just prove that I deserve to be there and prove that I am, you know, one of the best in the world.
Look forward to seeing you back in action on Saturday. Christina Cruz, welcome. Fight number two for you. Huge amateur record as well. Well over 100 fights as well. Over 200 fights, sorry. And now moving into the pro ranks, obviously fight number two coming up as a pro. But what a time for female boxing. I mean, I keep saying at every press conference, you talk about Michaela Meyer against Hamidou, Chantel Cameron against Mary McGee, Alicia Baumgartner, incredible, a couple of weeks ago. Last week, Kaylee Reese against Kamara, another fight of the year contender. Women's boxing right now, just on fire.
Definitely. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for having me on this card. I am from this neighborhood. I grew up in Hell's Kitchen just blocks away. So to be able to fight here on such a big card representing women's boxing, it means a lot to me.
Same question to Ramler as well. We talk about the depth of divisions. And after, you know, 3, 4, 5 fights, you really have no choice but to move forward to those championship rounds. But, of course, with your amateur pedigree as well, I guess that's the speed you want to move at.
Definitely. I have a long history in amateur boxing. I have well over 200 fights. And I think even my third or fourth fight, I'm just ready to go in there with the top girls.
I look forward to seeing you in action on Saturday.
Thank you.
Two of our young guns who joined Matchroom Boxing USA at its inception. And of course, the zone will start with Reshat. Reshat, Albanian bear. Again, you've been boxing all around the world as well. We've brought you to London. You boxed in Italy recently as well. But this place, this is your bread and butter, right? Huge support coming for you on Saturday night at Madison Square Garden. I remember when you boxed at the theatre previously. Your first title on Saturday. Things are getting serious now.
Absolutely. First, you know, obviously I want to thank you. I want to thank Matchroom and DAZN. It's a different experience when I'm fighting home. You know, definitely when it comes in. You know, they brought me some tickets to go and sell, and I ran all those tickets in within a couple of days, you know. So I definitely have a good amount, maybe 500-600 people coming to watch me fight. I just, you know, it's going to be a different experience coming home and winning a first title.
Yeah, you move to those title fights now. It's exciting, isn't it? You know, but the game changes. You know, you've been going around the world knocking over guys. Some of those guys have been easy nights as you start your pro journey, and you're entitled to them as well. But now it gets serious. But this is the moment where it becomes really exciting, and we get to see how good Reshat Matti is going to be.
Of course. You know, once they told me that it was going to be for a title, and it just gave me a little spark, and, you know, it just gave me way more energy than I had. So the camp has been on fire. You know, I just can't wait to get in there and, you know, show my dominance.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in front of a great atmosphere and your fans on Saturday. Raymond Ford, this young man, I really feel that you are a superstar in the making, my friend. A lot of people talking about, you know, Devin Haney said to me the other day, you know that Ray Ford, he can fight. He's a star. You picked up your first title at Fight Camp over in the UK. You've been boxing all around the world as well. But things are getting serious now. You know, you've got a tough test against Caraballo on Saturday night. But you keep calling out these bigger names. You seem to be wanting to move a lot quicker than you probably should be. But you're in a great place right now.
Yeah, I'm definitely in a great place right now, and I definitely want to keep getting better competition. And I feel like I can fight these type guys in my division because I got the skills. As everybody say, I got the talent and everything. As long as I'm in shape and I'm focused, I can beat anybody.
Well, you are top 15 in the world now, obviously with the WBA. You look at those champions out right now. You saw a tremendous shock the other week with Kiko Martinez beating Kid Galahad. Obviously, Josh Warrington got beat in a good fight with Maurizio Lara. You've got Santa Cruz. You've got Gary Russell, who hasn't boxed for about 17 years. You know, you've got all these people that really you keep calling out. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be afraid to put you in with a Kiko Martinez right now for the world title. I know you've got business to take care of on Saturday, but this is on the horizon.
I destroy Kiko. I'm not even going to lie to you. I destroy him. But, yeah, after I take care of Caraballo, you can put me in there with whoever. I'm ready. I want a title in 2022.
Look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Focus on Saturday first.
Thank you.
I know you will. Thanks to everyone up here. We're going to pass back over to the guys before we go to our co-main event, the IBF Super Featherweight Championship of the World.
And before Eddie and you guys get up, we have someone from Press Row made their way through security. They have a question here for you guys. Teofimo, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got one question for everybody. I don't know if it's... Oh, you guys can hear me? All right. I have one question for you guys all up there. What is it, outside of trying to get the win, because we all are focused on winning this Saturday, what is it that you guys want the people and the fans and the boxing fans to see, and why you guys are world championship material and why you guys are on the verge of becoming that? What is it that you guys are going to display in that ring come Saturday night?
Love it. Right, we're going to go from Ramla all the way down. You've got one sentence.
Why me first?
Let's go. Come on, the champ wants to know.
I want to sound intelligent. I don't feel like I'm going to sound intelligent now. What I want people to see on Saturday is, just like what I said earlier, all my hard work on display in the ring, and that in itself will show that I'm world champion material.
See, that's going to sound way better than how I did. But, yeah, I'm just looking to be way more dominant, you know, and from the last previous fights, and just start building my legacy.
For myself, everyone knows who I am in the amateurs, and I kind of just want to make a statement in the pros now and show everyone my skill. I think I'm a very skillful fighter, and I want to be able to display that.
Well, I really want to dominate this guy because Shakur Stevenson fought him. He like a big brother to me. Robizy Ramirez fought him, and I just want to show that I can do my job a little faster one.
Zile?
我的期待就是为大家奉献一场非常非常精彩的比赛，然后祝大家感恩节快乐。
I just want to deliver an exciting fight. I wish everybody happy Thanksgiving.
Well done, Zile. That right, champ? Yeah? Okay. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
think there's a future there for Teofimo Lopez, post-career boxing reporter and journalist. We got some great answers there. So we just heard from some members of the undercard, some great fighters. One fighter in particular, Zeli Zhang, he's a 6'6" southpaw, a heavyweight. I actually know another 6'6" southpaw heavyweight, and that's Dempsey McKean. Yeah. Is that a future matchup? Is that possible?
It's the only 6'6" southpaw that matters, mate, that's for sure. So, yeah, definitely. You know, Zilili's also signed with Matchroom now, too, so that is a potential opponent in the future. You know, we're both world-rated. I'm number 11 in the world. I think he might be just behind me or just ahead of me as well. So, yeah, that is a potential fight and one that I would welcome.
It's a small flex that he's might be behind you. Okay, I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he is. So, yeah.
another fighter is Rashad Mati, the Albanian bear. Now, there's been a lot made about Rashad. We've seen him for a long time. That's a clash between your style, right? You took your first boxing match on a few days' notice, and you only been boxing for 7 years, right? So what is the differences there? What is the advantage? Because there's a lot of expectations when people have known your name for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it's a big advantage for me. I'm straight into the professional ranks, you know, so I didn't have to develop an amateur style and then transition over. You know, I pretty much trained as a professional boxer. You know, there is the two different styles there between the amateurs and the pros. So, you know, but, you know, I'm learning every fight and I'm still quite green to the game and 7 years of boxing and I took a pro boxing fight on a day's notice. So, you know, so you just got to make the most of it, you know, train hard and keep climbing those ranks and get your name out there as quick as possible. And that is by winning good fights in good fashion.
And speaking of climbing those ranks, we have a great Chief Support co-main event. That is Azinga Fuzeli versus Kenichi Ogawa. And we're going to hear from both men now. Let's throw it back to Eddie Hearn.
Thanks, guys. Well, before we go to the main event, which I know everybody is talking about, I want to talk about this tremendous fight up here, the co-main event on Saturday night, the IBF Super Featherweight Championship of the World against Azinga Fuzeli against Ogawa. It's South Africa against Japan. It's the vacant championship in a red-hot division right now. Shakur Stevenson, tremendous fighter. You saw him lift the world championship recently. Oscar Valdez, another tremendous fighter as well. And these guys have a massive chance in their career to become world champion on Saturday. I'll start with you, Fuzeli. Azinga, welcome. You broke our hearts last time. You knocked out my good friend Martin Ward in the final eliminator. That was a massive fight for your career. This is even bigger. The chance for you to become world champion on Saturday night.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, in the new IPF. I think I'm gonna do the same again. You know, I'm gonna beat this guy. You know, I once said to Martin Ward, and he didn't believe that until I proved it. So on Saturday, I'm going to do that again. And I'm going to win this fight, and I'm definitely sure about that. You know, I'm a substitute in a way. You know, he's been training while I was fighting Martin Ward. He was training for Rakimov, you know, and I think he's super fit, you know, he's super ready for the fight. Also myself, I think I'm ready for the fight, you know. I won't underestimate him, you know, and he's a good boxer, you know, but I will show him who's the best on Saturday.
He's very tough. You think you can force a stoppage? Again, like the Martin Ward fight, you're punching very hard at the moment. You believe you win this fight by knockout?
I will see how he takes my punches. You know, he's tough. They say he's tough. I don't know about that. I never fought him before. So I just saw his fights, you know. He just fought the ordinary boxers, you know. And I think Tevin Farmer gave him a lot of respect. He should have beaten him, you know. And I think he's struggling with the southpaws, you know. But I'm not like the other southpaws. I'm different, you know. We'll see on Saturday.
And finally, for yourself, I know, but for South Africa as well, this is a big fight, you know, a chance to become a world champion. South Africa doesn't have many boxing world champions. We know they have a history. Baby Jake Malala, one of my favourite fighters of all time, but this is a massive moment for you, your country, and just a life-changing moment to be amongst Shakur Stevenson and Oscar Valdez and all these great champions. This is going to open so many doors for you.
Yeah, and well, in South Africa now, we don't have a world title like credible world title, you know. So I think it will be the first one, this one, you know. Yeah, it will be the first one. I'll be the one who bring it home in South Africa. This is big for me, you know. I have to achieve this this goal, yeah, you know. So, yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Ezinga. Konichi Agawa, welcome. With your translator as well. This is a tremendous fight, such a big opportunity for you. We talk about Shakur and Oscar Valdez. This is for a piece of that division, a piece of those championships, to open up huge fights for your career.
First and foremost, I have to get the title, and it means everything to me, and of course my people that are supporting me this far. And then once I get the belt, we can talk about it and think about unification.
Obviously, this fight is a lot. It means a lot to you two individually, but this is South Africa against Japan in America, in Madison Square Garden. A huge moment for Japanese boxing as well. We've seen some great world champions, but this would be a major moment for your country as well.
まあ、今回、南アフリカ対日本、またアメリカのマディソンスクエアガーデンとやることですけれども、日本に対してこれはどれだけ大きなことだと思いますか。どうだ、日本に対してっていうのは別に特に意識しなくて、やっぱりこうして試合を組んでくれたことにとても感謝してますし、 どうだろうな。いや、もう自分自身が興奮していますね。 It's not so much what it means to Japan, but for me, myself, I'm really excited for this fight, and I'm looking on to putting in a good fight.
Well, thank you very much, Ezinga, Konichi. Massive opportunity for both guys. The vacant IBF Super Featherweight Championship of the world. As I said, South Africa against Japan here at Madison Square Garden, live on DAZN all around the world this Saturday night. We're going to have a quick head-to-head up here, and then we're going to move on to the main event press conference.
A massive opportunity there for both men who have dealt with adversity in their career, and this is their chance to prove themselves on a big stage. And speaking of big stages, next up we're going to be hearing from our main event fighters. Of course, Teofimo Lopez, the lightweight champion, is taking on George Kambosos, the challenger. We know yesterday things erupted, chaos happened at the media workout. We'll see what happens when we hear from both fighters today. So Dempsey, let me ask you this. We know that Teofimo has been known for the power, knocking people out with the right hand, but in his last fight against Lomachenko, especially early on, he was boxing, he was moving. You've watched a lot of tape on George Kambosos. How do you see this main event playing out stylistically?
I think exactly that. Styles make fights, you know, and I think George Kambosos has all the tools to make this a good fight and bring home the win too. I think if he can use his combination punching, use his footwork in and out, land the shots, get out, I think he's going to come away with the decision win. So I really do.
And you actually ran into George Kambosos in the hotel lobby, right? What was your conversation with George Kambosos?
So just caught up a little bit. He just congratulated me on my win last week. And he just said the same thing. You know, there's a lot of, at the media work here, there's a lot of bad blood there, a lot of tension. But he loves it, you know. That's what I said. He thrives off this kind of environment. So I'm expecting fireworks, and this is all just fuel for the fire for him.
And when we get to these big fights, we're always speculating what's going on in each fighter's head. We know that Kambosos has that Sparta background, right? Never retreat, never surrender. He has it tattooed on himself. How much does he embody that phrase?
He does, and I think if you know him personally, if you see enough on him, he lives and breathes this. You know, this is him to a T. He's not putting on a front or anything. This is George. You know, he's got the Spartan blood, the Greek background, and you know the good old Aussie there inside of him as well. So I'm really looking forward to it, and he's going to showcase some skills, and he's going to do the whole of Australia proud.
And Teofimo Lopez on the other side of the coin. He's had so much success at such a young age, dethroned Vasily Lomachenko. He's only 24 years old, the unified lightweight champion. And when you're that young and you're that good, you're going to be thinking about future matchups. And we've heard the name Devin Haney before, right? We've heard a unification fight, and we've heard maybe moving up to fight Josh Taylor. We've heard all these things. Is it important to just stay focused on the opponent right in front of you?
100%. You cannot overlook any fighter, you know, especially someone who's young and hungry coming up through the ranks as George, you know. So obviously, you know, he's looking at Devin Haney, Josh Taylor, as you said. So I just really hope he's not overlooking George Kambosos because he's coming to fight. So,
well, he certainly seemed relaxed when he was here with us asking a question. We're going to get things underway for the main event. It's Teofimo Lopez versus George Kambosos.
Champions are made when nobody is watching. Out there, the spotlight burns, the noise deafens, and uncertainty creeps in. In here, the champion controls his destiny. In here, the challenger shapes his legacy. In the silence of sacrifice, they drink the pain to taste the glory. These streets will remember their names as the soldiers of the sweet science march. Where there's a will, there's a war.
Well, here we go. As I just turned to Teofimo, I said, finally, after months, it feels like years of waiting, we are ready to go on Saturday night here at Madison Square Garden, live on DAZN all around the world. Of course, the WBO, the WBA, the WBC franchise, the Ring Magazine, the IBF, all of these belts on the line on Saturday night for a tremendous fight that we've waited so, so long for. Delighted to be welcomed by the champion up here, his father, the trainer as well, Teofimo Senior, George Kambosos, and Javier, welcome as well. George, I'm going to start with you. This has been an unbelievable process, an unbelievable journey, back, forwards. We hoped, we prayed we would get this fight. We've got it. You're just a couple of days away now for your chance at history, your chance at legacy, and doesn't get any bigger than this.
Yeah, look, it has been a very long road, but I've stayed very focused, kept my tunnel vision unbelievable, and I feel I'm unbreakable right now. You know, it's an absolute pleasure to have this fight on your promotion and the zone. So we are ready. We're ready for war. We have been ready for a long time. I've been ready since June. You know what I mean, I was there. I've been patient. I've been there every single date, ready to fight. He hasn't.
Obviously, we saw yesterday some fun and games. You seem to remain calm here right now. I've seen you being outspoken previously and on social media as well, but enjoying the moment, enjoying the intensity of this fight. Obviously, there's, I don't know if I want to call it bad blood, but a lot of words exchanged previously, but you saw that yesterday as well, but trying to remove yourself from that, or you're soaking it all up as well?
Well, look, I'm dressed here for business, and this ain't personal for me. It's personal for him, for whatever delusional reason he has, but I'm here for business. That's why I'm dressed like this. I feel great. I'm cool, calm, collected. I'm ready for a war. I'm ready to take everything he's got in New York City.
He said numerous times that he believes he ends this fight in the first round. And you know, the conversations that I've had with him kind of believe that he believes that as well. I mean, talk about delusion. Do you see that as a delusion as well? He's dangerous. You know, you saw it in the Comey fight previously. Many knockouts on that record as well. This is going to be a firefight as well, though, at the same time. You're going to have to dig deeper than you've ever dug before in this fight to come out on top. But also, another question is, do you feel that potentially he's overlooking you, talking about a lot of these other fights, whether it's Devin, whether it's Tank, all these other guys as well? You seem to be fired up for this. Do you believe deep down he wants this as bad as you do?
No, he does not want this as bad as I want it. I mean, so whatever prediction he's making, no problem. One round, no problem. But we are fully focused and we are ready for 12 rounds. That is a testament to the fighter I am and a testament to the hard work that I have put in. So let's see what he does after that first round when it ain't over and I'm still standing there. Because when he has been in the bright lights and enjoying his time and having fun and lapping it up. No problem. You're the big celebrity. You're in the bright lights. I've been in the dark, in the trenches, in the gym, the hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears. I'm hungry. He says he's hungry. He's lying. I am hungry. So we are ready. We're ready for war, and I'm excited. I'm so happy that it's on.
Back with you shortly, George, and Javier as well. And before I go to Teofimo Sima, champ, you seem to be honest when you say you believe one round. I mean, I know anything could happen in boxing, but you still believe you finished this fight early on Saturday. It's been a long, long time coming. We kind of want some value for our money and some rounds as well. But you come into this with bad intentions against George Kambosos on Saturday.
No, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody for coming out here. And I want to thank God first and foremost, man. We wouldn't be here without him. Thank you to Matchroom Boxing. Thank you, Eddie Hearn. And thank you to Zone. I'm very appreciative of everything. I'll say it like this. Yeah, of course, man. No one believed me when we said we were going to beat Lomachenko. And I guess nobody wants to believe me now. So it's all about reminding everybody. It's a takeover, you know. He's a businessman. He's a businessman. It's cool with me. What Mike Tyson once said, man, I'm a killer. These guys are businessmen. It's a difference. So the thing is, you got to have that mentality. Why we have the greats. We out here to kill. We ain't here to beat business. Only business there is out here, but when we in that ring, there ain't no business there. So
just like you were here to kill Kim Won Tink.
Shut the fuck up.
Just like you were ready to kill Kim Won Tink.
So I say like this. I say like this. Sit down, be humble. I'm going to be like this, all right? Shut the fuck up. And look, man, I am who I am.
This is your champion?
And I'm the champion.
This is your champion?
I am the champion. I'm the people's champion.
You're going to lose them all on Saturday.
So at the end of the day, look, I stay focused on what I got to do. These are earned, was never given to me. And for someone that has been bullied since a little kid for being a fat kid, you an asshole for being the way you are, bro. Be real with you, man. You don't got to be the way you are. You haven't even made it to anything yet, and you acting like your shit don't stink.
Well,
I'm
going to
say it like this, though.
I talk from the heart.
I'm going to say it like this. I look forward to November 27th. I look forward to putting on the shows for everybody. And I look forward to just coming back, man, coming back on top again, man. I've been over here just observing everything, seeing what everybody's been talking about, what they feel about me, what they want to see about me. So it's like, all right, cool. I got this. I got this because it's me, the takeover. At the end of the day, we could say a lot. His coach, my coach, we could do whatever we want. But at the end of the day, when that bell rings, it's just me and George Kambosos Jr. And at the end of the day, man, this is MSG. This is my
fights,
home.
Six fights.
And I'm looking forward to just putting on a show for everybody. So I thank everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And God bless you all, man. Stay focused on y'all. And I look forward to retaining and defending all my unified undisputed titles.
We'll come back to you in a bit here as well before I speak to you. But one question I have, you talk about the hunger for this fight. He talks about his hunger. He doesn't believe you're as hungry in this fight. You beat Vasily Lomachenko. You know, talks of Haney and Tank and all these people. How hungry are you right now to defend this? Do you think you are as hungry as this man on my left?
He could be hungry, but there's a difference between hungry and starving. I'm starving, you know? I'm starving, man. My stomach over here flat and shit,
yeah, I can
you know?
Say that.
Thanksgiving's tomorrow. I can't even eat that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like he could be hungry all he want. But I go out there and I'm starving, man. I'm in a cage that they put me in, and they were poking sticks at me, you know what I'm saying? I'm a lion that goes in there, and I'm just ready to tear this guy up. I just want to let him know, man. I let everybody realize and know. This didn't come overnight, and we didn't change overnight. We are who we are. We keep it real to the thorough. You know what I'm saying? We do what we do to let everybody know this is the takeover. I'm my own boss. You got to sit down and take it from somebody else. I don't, because I work my ass off to get to where I'm at, and I'm continue staying that way because I walk with faith, not by sight. God is my protector. God is the one that's going to bring me to this victory come Saturday night.
Javier, welcome. A massive fight for you, a massive fight for George as well. A tremendous fight as well between two brilliant lightweights as well. But your man seems confident. It's a big step up for him. It's a huge step onto the big stage as well. But ready for the ultimate moment on Saturday night.
Absolutely. You know, this is a long time coming. You know, as you mentioned, George, you know, doesn't lack confidence at all. You know, he's trained hard. Even after the postponement, I mean, the day he found out the fight was postponed, he was right back in the gym on a treadmill. You know, so, you know, is that testament to, you know, his work ethic, you know, that gets him prepared for the bright lights and a big show like this. And again, we appreciate, you know, you having this on Matchroom and on DAZN. But George has done the work. He's put in the time, and he's worked his way up for this opportunity. It wasn't just given to him.
How do you feel that, you know, those breaks in preparation have affected George? He's had to stay tremendously focused over the period. This has been a crazy sequence of events, from postponements to, you know, promises that didn't materialize. It must have been frustrating.
It was, in a way, but, you know, George is the type, you know, he stays focused all the time. You know, he's one that lives in the gym, basically. So, you know, he had to go back to Australia, but we had a great coach in Australia that, you know, that was able to work with him as well. Came back down for the rest of the camp, and you know, we did our work to get ready.
Teofimo Senior, welcome. I'm disappointed I missed the action yesterday in the gym, but you've been outspoken. You believe in your fighter, you believe in your son, and you believe that he performs in style to retain his belts on Saturday night.
We've been here before. You know, that's the thing that people don't understand. You know, these guys overwork their asses because they know they're going to fight somebody dangerous in my son. And that's the big mistake they make. I don't overtrain my son. I leave that in the ring, you know. When he goes in the ring and he does this devastating knockout that I know is going to win knockout of the year, and I'm saying it here, and I'm never wrong, you know.
So, Nostradamus.
Nostradamus, you know. So, come, you know, come November 27, this boy's going to be running, you know. That's the only thing that's going to save him for the first round, you know, because he's going to go right after him, just like Mason Menard. Same thing, you know, which is crazy because it was like Oklahoma was playing that day, right, when you knocked out Mason Menard. You know, so we're here to put up a show. You know, we're not going to let down Madison Square Garden. We never have, and we never will. We're here to stay forever. You know, nobody could beat my son. Our style is untouchable, you know. So I'm not even, man, this is his moment. You know, he's never scared. He goes in there to have a good time. I mean, this is what he lives for, you know. And when you go in with that confidence, ain't nobody in the planet could take you. And we don't have to worry about going up in weight, you know, because we're carrying that punch. You know, the other people have to. You know, we already showed it at 135. I think it's time for us to move up to see what happens, you know. But we're here to stay.
Obviously, we saw yesterday, you know, we know you're outspoken, but what was that? Was that frustration? Was that a show? Was that
listen,
just...
I just walked. You know, the man over there came and grabbed me, so...
Like a little chihuahua. Little chihuahua. You're a little chihuahua.
So I had to do my thing, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, these people are going to be forgotten.
Little chihuahua.
You're going to be forgotten. You're going to be forgotten, bro.
Ooh, little chihuahua.
One day wonder. One day, one.
You're a
baby.
Very, very lucky
Nobody
man.
Nobody gonna know your
you're
name
a
after
very
this
lucky
fight.
Man. You're a clown. You're the,
what do you
you're
mean
the
I'm
world's
a clown,
clown,
bro?
The world
Listen,
is
I'm
laughing
not
at you.
No more, bro.
You are.
I'm
you
not
are a
talk
clown.
No more. I can't wait for Saturday. Oh,
I can't wait. I've been waiting a long wait. Time since it's June 19th. Since June
Listen,
19th,
man,
I've been waiting.
I know what my son is gonna do to you, man.
Hey, well,
I see it every
for.
Day at the in the gym. I see it every day in the gym.
And you don't see what we do in the gym, but you do see. You do say certain
well,
things.
Well, you're gonna tap
him like this.
You gonna tap him to death?
I'll say it like this, man.
You got
this
no
is,
pop, bro.
Yeah,
this is gonna tap him to death.
You're funny at the I'll say it like this. This is his biggest fight.
We'll fight you with
today.
One hand.
This is his biggest fight.
Yeah,
today.
Like Lomachenko had one arm.
That's right. But I do what I do. Let's get out of here.
Where you think Lomachenko was running?
Listen,
one
man,
hand,
this,
one hand.
This,
you will not gonna
why
be that
think
man.
Was running?
I will fight that man straight after this.
I told you. Ain't no point, bro.
One man,
these are
one
suckers.
Man.
These are fucking cockroaches.
Nah, you're the cockroach because you got rid of your whole team.
We
you know what?
Them, you
they
know
got
what
rid of Joey Gamache, but they also got rid of
the
nutritionists.
The end of
the
day,
they're getting rid of everybody.
We keep it the way we do. I'll say
them.
It like this. We keep it the way we do. Everybody, tune in Saturday night. I ain't playing no games here, man.
We're going to humble here. These guys,
and
bro.
And I'm going to say it like this.
Nah,
and when
for
I
you
humble
to
this school,
sending you back to Australia. You're gonna
yeah,
get facts. No,
right,
ain't
cool.
Do shit.
For
hey,
you to
know
get humble,
like
we'll
this, man.
See you get humble. You'll be humble.
Everybody, tune in, man. Hey, it's gonna be the
Lucky
week for Thanksgiving weekend.
Laughing
everybody's
at
gonna have a great
laughing
time.
Laughing at y'all.
They can talk
they're
all
laughing
this shit.
At
you're gonna suck my dick Woo. Afterwards. For everybody, man. Just
Listen.
Enjoy.
Nah,
the
bro. I don't got the
these right here. These right here. They stand. This right here.
Lap them up. Lap them up. Enjoy them for now.
Everybody, man. Thank you guys again for all that y'all done for us.
November
27th,
yes.
Saturday night.
Because I didn't want it to get in trouble, brother. That's why I said champion. That. I didn't want it to get suspended because you guys
You're
are
a very lucky man. You're a very
fight.
Lucky man.
You're looking to get out of this fight, man.
Very lucky.
And I ain't going to let that happen.
We have been here every single day.
Let
every
your
day
boy
we have
and my
been
boy
here.
Go in there and settle it.
Hey, and you know what? That's exactly what's going on. And what did you do? You crossed the line at the meeting
What line, bro? I wasn't even thinking about no line. What the hell are you talking about,
bro? Did everyone see the video?
Last time I heard, bro, this is a free country. I can walk wherever the fuck I want to walk. Get the hell out of here, bro. You guys want to get out of the fight.
Yeah, that's why we're here. Embarrassed. Embarrassed. I feel bad for you, man. You should thank me. You're embarrassed of your dad.
You should thank me that happened.
Hold on, cheers.
You should thank me that happened.
Hey, I'll tell you like this, man. I don't know about your boy, but I stand for my father, and I think everybody know that. So, hey, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Chill, bro. Chill.
Because when I put your boy down,
don't let it happen, bro. Come on, sit down.
No, it's cool. It's cool, man. This is my show. Remember that. It's my show.
It's my show. We're taking over. It's game over. We're taking over.
With all respect, too. You know what I'm saying? But this is our show. We the takeover. This is the zone takeover. This is Matchroom takeover. MSG.
He's gonna tuck his tie and go back to top rank after this fight, Eddie.
It's mine for the
take. He ain't no seller.
And yo, y'all ain't ready for any of this, man. I work my ass off, bro.
Champ, please.
I'm just telling you straight up, bro. My eyes don't fucking lie.
I'll rip your head off, boy.
Look at you, skinny looking thing.
Yeah, and that 135.
You're looking fragile. There's a mud belt.
I can't wait to
All of them mud belts. Everyone left ya. Your whole team left ya. Everyone left you.
Fuck you.
You know why? Because you changed. See, these belts are cursed. These belts are your curse. These are your curse. They're your curse.
Because
look at the people around you. Look at the people around you.
Hey,
all gone. Right, you know what?
Man.
Congrats on the new one. And be this that I know.
If anybody is betting for Kambosos to beat me, it's because y'all don't want to see me fight the likes of Tank, Haney, Garcia, Taylor. All these guys. Loma again, if you
want. He's fighting all of them.
Oh,
yeah, sure you are.
I'm going to stay focused on what's at task today. And I'm going to stay focused on you.
We're the only ones doing it, baby.
And after
Nakatani,
we're going to get the decision against Nakatani. Very lucky.
After this fight.
Very lucky against that decision. I don't want to have no handshake.
No, there ain't no handshake.
Come up to me and tell me, hey, man.
No, we're going to humble
for a rematch. Roll with that shit.
Same way we humble Loma.
They're
lying to you.
You ain't going to shake your hand because you're going to be in the hospital, bro.
They're lying to you.
Fuck yeah. Hey, you know, it's true. We're going to put your ass in a fucking stretcher.
But be prepared to land there yourself. Be prepared to land on yourself.
You just fucked up yourself.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're
going to have a heart attack.
When you wake up on Sunday from the hospital, bro, you're going to fucking regret what you're just doing right now.
And you know what? You're going to be in the hospital too because you're going to have a heart attack when your son gets put to sleep.
Fear for your life.
You're going to have a heart
attack. No joke.
You're going to have a cry.
This is a fucking lion right here.
That's all right.
A lion.
I'm a fucking gorilla. I'm coming for war. Yeah. I'm coming for war.
Stop.
Last time I checked, isn't Tank the gorilla? Right?
Who?
Tank? I'm the fucking lion.
I ain't bothered about Tank.
I'm coming for all the belts, boy.
I'm coming for all the belts. You just make the weight and be there. You just make the weight and be there.
Gorilla, you idiot.
Yeah, sure I will. Squash ya. Just like my father squashed you yesterday, boy.
Okay, yeah, right.
Chihuahua.
Right, where's the video at? Where's the video at?
Where's you haven't seen the video? You haven't seen the video?
Where's the video at?
The whole world's talking about it. Oh, my God.
Fucking chart.
Man.
Idiot, I did the same shit to him.
Really?
I did the same shit to him.
Did you see that?
He got
nothing. See that?
Grabbed me because I was about to bust his fucking ass. He's
just delusional.
Yeah, whatever the
delusional,
fuck,
delusional, man. It's
the, I felt bad for you, bro. I was pushing you back.
Hey, I say like this, though. We so delusional, we made it to the pound for pound list. We so delusional,
and you'll
I'm
be
the
falling
only
off
one
of
holding this
weekend.
Fucking belt. We so delusional that I own this king shit, all right? So delusional.
And you'll be falling off this week.
Don't even waste your fucking time.
I haven't moved, boy.
They're not worth it,
while,
bro.
Man. I haven't fought in a while, but I just want
they're
to
they're not worth
man.
It, bro. Let it go.
Everybody is worth it because they're trying to take what we earned. You know what I'm saying? So
we are here to take it. We are going to take it.
We can do this back and forth shit, but at the end of the day, man, I think everybody knows who's going to win.
It's just me and you in that ring. Me and you in that ring. And I can't wait. I've been waiting a long time. Long time.
Finally, guys, just before we have a...
Beautiful. I love it.
Have a quick picture up here. George, final predictions for Saturday night.
Victory by any means. I'm taking all them belts back home to Australia. Victory by any means.
You ain't
taking
nothing.
I have prepared like a man possessed while he's been in the bright lights enjoying himself, smoking his little hookah, you know, enjoying it with the drinks and the partying. Loving the bright lights. Going to every fight event like a groupie.
I've been in the trenches. We are coming for war, victory by any means.
Tia?
Hey, after Saturday night, you know, let's go to a hookah bar. Let's go smoke some hookah. Yeah, for sure, right? For sure, because I've been taking this fight so lightly. Fuck out of here. Hey, at the end of the day, man, thank you guys for everything. I look forward to putting on a show as long as I choose to do it, you know, as long as I want to, depending
tune in
on the fighter.
Baby. Tune
and tune in, man. Don't miss it. You know, check on the undercards. We have a lot of great talent on the undercards, man, and then the co-main event. And then we got the main event, which is right here, Teofimo Lopez, the takeover. For everybody, man, thank you again.
Ain't here forever, baby.
Definitely a knockout, what I'm looking forward to. But at the end of the day, I stay focused on what's at task, and that's just getting the job done. I put a lot of work into this. I've been working on perfecting my craft. I went from Orthodox to Southpaw. I went from Southpaw to Orthodox. I mean, everything is going the way it needs to. I've only gotten better. Every competition, every time I fight the best fighters, I become great. Because that's what it's about, change. I'll give kudos to Kambosos for fighting his way to become Iron Mandatory. Other than that, I don't respect you and fuck you.
No problem. I ain't looking for your respect. I won't in the ring. I'll take your belt. Please.
Teofimo Lopez and George Kambosos. They've been circling for almost a year. They faced off for the first time. You can feel the tension in the room. It's finally happening. Saturday night, November 27th, live from Madison Square Garden. You don't want to miss this one. And before that, the weigh-in on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Thank you to Eddie Hearn. Thank you to all the fighters. Thank you, Dempsey McKean. Thanks to the Matchroom team. I am Karan Bhatia signing off. Thank you for being with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome. It's now time for the featured bout of the evening. From the four corners of the world to the four corners of this ring, the fight starts now!
This is something that comes along every now and then in generation, and it's special. And it's no hype. I'm telling you, it's special.
No respect to this guy. Go!
Now he's got the fire on his arms!
You better believe it now. That was something special.
Canelo gets the win!
20 rounds, 12 team victory.
It is over!
For professional record, a perfect one.
Remember, got to the body.
Great finish from a great finisher.
It was Lamb versus Lamb.
And still, the other.